Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. We're celebrating 8 years on the air this week. All week long we're celebrating. We're so happy about it, we can't get enough of it. But we're doing it because of our Brain Trust members, because most of the folks on the show this week are people who've been with us a long time, like our good friend Ramon Ray. Ramon is one of the top business technology, I should say, and small business experts in the world. He writes articles every day, I don't know, 40 or 50 a day at least, and they're published all over the world. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses, and nobody knows more about technology and small business than Ramon Ray, and he's our good friend. Ray, Ramon, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. Before we go in, I just want to hijack your show for 10 seconds
okay. And
ask your audience to hold up their mice, double-click it, and say, Happy Anniversary, Jim Blasingame. We don't have wine glasses, so we'll use mice. That's okay with you, Jim. Click it right now, all together. Happy anniversary, Jim Blasingame. Thank you. Back to the show.
Thanks, Ramon. I appreciate that very much. But I tell you what, none of this happens without folks like you and who've been so generous with your time to join us and to talk to us about things that'll help all of us be more successful in our small businesses. We appreciate you very much too, Ramon.
Pleasure.
Let's talk about some virtual issues with regard to technology. There's a lot of exciting things going on out there that can help small businesses not only be more productive, but to appear to be maybe even a little bit bigger.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's amazing, Jim, because many years ago you had to go to your local phone company and have the hardwired phone system. You have the small little box or small computer with the fan blowing in your closet,
right.
And that's about all the flexibility you had. But now, if you have 5 employees here, another 3 employees scattered around the country or around the world, using a virtual type of PBX system, systems such as GOT, VMail, Virtual PBX, and many others, you can appear larger, as you said, but also be much more efficient. Somebody can call you at a 1-800 number and hear the greeting for the interactive voice response system and be transferred to sales, transferred to marketing, or transferred somewhere else. So paying monthly fees, it's online, very easy to manage, and it's low cost. It helps your cash flow.
We have interviewed the GOT VMail boys.
Great, okay.
Yeah, the young men who started that, they're from Babson College.
Wow, I see. Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, they're young men who attended Babson College, and as I remember, it started out as an idea when they were undergraduates. You know, not unlike some of the other big names that you've seen out there. But these guys, young men, are doing well. So my audience has heard of those guys. They got VMail people. But now the good news is that, as you say, the good news is that somebody can call in an 800 number, and if you've got a marketing person on the other side of the country, which you could very well have,
absolutely,
and you're in Washington and this person's in LA or whatever, they get to that person. But now, once they get to them, if they then want to go to you, can they do that, or do they have to redial?
No, exactly. A lot of the systems, Jim, have ways that you can do pound or star and different code numbers and transfer phones, have conferencing on demand, things like that, forward your calls, hold your calls.
Right.
Automatically on the fly. The other interesting thing, I think, is that, Jim, for smaller companies, a lot of them can no longer afford just to have someone there to answer phones. So
right.
Instead of having that traditional secretary just sitting there, good morning, hello, this is so-and-so's office,
yeah.
You now can have a virtual receptionist. And I think the other power of that is that these services allow you increased flexibility in customer support. So that if your favorite customer calls, or you have a group of customers that are your top 10 or whatever you want to have it, they can instantly be routed to you, and you can guarantee that these customers can always reach me no matter what, for example. So these services mm-hmm. can allow you to do things that before may have been more expensive. You may have had to hire an outside consultant to do.
The thing that concerns me about these, and I, this is where I'm a little bit old fashioned, I guess, Ramon, is that I like a human being to answer the phone when I call.
You have a point.
I really do like it. Now, I understand that's not realistic for a lot of folks, and that it's much better if they can be a lot more productive if they use the technology for this.
Sure.
But here's something else that happens. All right, let's say that I'm calling a small business.
Sure.
And if they said, you know, this is XYZ Technologies, if you'd like to speak to Ramon Ray, press 3. If you'd like to speak to Jim Blassingame, press 4. And if it was that quick and that simple, then that would be okay. But what I don't like are the ones that say, if you know your party's extension, dial it. If you would like a directory, dial that. If you'd like to know what the price of eggs in China are, please press 1.
Right.
And it goes on and on and on, and you go into voicemail hell. And
exactly.
But here's one more thing. How many times when you go through all that, when you actually get to the extension that you want to get to,
and the
person doesn't answer the phone? You get
you're
their
exactly
voicemail.
Right.
I wonder if people wind up hiding behind their voicemail.
Interesting point. I mean,
you know what I mean? I mean,
there,
sort of, in other words, not without realizing it, perhaps it almost becomes seductive a little bit.
Correct.
What do you think?
Right. No, I agree with you. I think two points to that. There's one company in Texas called Rackspace, a web hosting company, and I was talking to the CEO, and he said, in fact, he does not have voicemail for his company. When you call, at least when customers call, they have to have a human answer within 3 rings, anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Somebody answers.
Exactly. Going back to what you said, you're exactly right. But the other hand of that, Jim, maybe that's a solution to still have these technology tools, but to meet halfway, depending on who the customer is. Because, for example, I call AT&T every month all the time to verify checks received.
Right.
Why do I have to press 10 different buttons to find that out every single month?
Right.
When they can simply say, you know, like, Ramon, do you want to automatically maybe go to this place each time or something like that? That may be a way to meet halfway, because you're right. It doesn't make any sense to have your customers who you're trying to sell to and serve go through voicemail response hell. It's no good.
Well, you know, Ramon, just like I've said many times before, the problem with humanity is the humans. And the problem with technology is often the humans.
Yes, absolutely.
And so I'm not saying that because my audience is, you know, if they thought I was dissing technology, they'd be scratching their head because they'd say, you know, what have you done with my Jim? You know, he likes technology.
Right.
But the thing is that we've got to be careful about that, because I believe that touch that is possible when somebody calls, especially if they call for the first time.
Right.
I just think that we can't overestimate how important that is.
And one thing that can be done, Jim, in that case, for possibly new customers, your main number, you can always hire even a virtual receptionist that's paid only per call. So you don't have to have a warm body sitting in an office just answering phone calls.
Exactly.
But you can have one of these firms, I think Global HQ and others like that, provide you, you know, mailboxes and et cetera.
The beautiful part is you got all this capability, folks, and you get to choose which one's best for you. Don't just pick the one that I like, although that would be really a smart thing to do. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Ramon Ray. We got a lot more good stuff to come. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the voice of a small business, celebrating 8 years on the air, and we're visiting with our good friend Ramon Ray, Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. That's the title of his very outstanding book on small business technology, and I certainly encourage you to check that out. Folks, that's an Amacom book. Anytime you see an Amacom book, you know it's a good one. And Ramon, give us your website too, please.
Sure. Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. Smallbiztechnology.com.
And if you're reading an article about small business technology in any publication, look at the byline. There's a pretty good chance it'll be Ramon Ray's article. He writes a lot of those. Ramon, let's get back into some of this virtual technology.
Sure.
I really do think that people ought to look for the kind of technology. Well, let me tell you what my basic default position is on technology and customers.
Sure.
Never let a customer touch your technology if there's not something in it for them. Never inconvenience yourself. Never make your customer touch a technology that is convenient for you but inconvenient for them.
right. Gotcha.
Now, if you can buy, if whatever you do, you can buy that so that it's good for both of you. For example, let's say that I mean there are manually operated voice systems that I've heard, you know, where there's a human being
right.
that took too long to get to the person.
Right, exactly.
But the receptionist gave you a hard time or whatever.
Right, right. Exactly.
But if it was very simple, and this we're talking about virtual phone systems, folks, the PBX, virtual PBXs that Ramon will remind us of some of their names in a minute. But if when you call in, hi, this is ABC Consulting, if you'd like to speak to John and, you know, and they give you the list, you know, and we're talking about small businesses here, then you just push that button and you're there.
Exactly.
But and as you say, some of them combine the virtual and the real, right?
They put
both of those together.
Correct. And I think it's interesting what you said, Jim. Reminds me of the ATM machines. I think if you can sell them both, I think you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the bank ATM machine started out, you know, the banks kind of wanted to push the customers away and, you know, reduce their own costs, but
right.
they sold it as you can get your money whenever you want.
Right. Exactly.
So.
Yeah, and even if what's in it for the customer means they have to be trained, that's okay, because that is something that has to happen today, isn't it?
Exactly.
We have to train them to use the technology.
Exactly.
But the more you do it for your convenience and not for your customer's convenience, I think that's when they go somewhere else, Ramon.
Exactly. I think you have a point there. I wrote that down myself. You probably read about it on smallbiztechnology.com.
So what else have you got out there for us?
Yeah, another thing, Jim, I just wanted to stress is that I think a lot of these virtual offices, and again, expanding it beyond just the telephone, but there's all kind of things, maybe another phone call, but you have virtual offices that allow you to share documents, share folders, kind of bring together an office under one umbrella, but they're also very good for disaster recovery, disaster planning.
That's an excellent idea.
The events that just happened with Katrina and Rita, and et cetera, a lot of these businesses had no clue what to do. Their businesses were wiped away. Mm. But those who are quickly up and running are the ones who had this type of virtual system in place. Think of JetBlue and others, that they
right.
could have employees in hotels, motels, and a doghouse and still answer the phone and fulfill orders. You can't do that if you're not ready for it.
So you're saying if you are a national company, you're doing business all over the place,
right?
Not just in one small town. You're not just a small retailer in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it might be a strategic move
right.
to have your connectivity to your customers outside of your area.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But even if you're the small retailer, of course, assuming you don't know what's going to happen, you don't want to pay a lot of money for something you don't need. But for preparedness, let's say you're in one of those tornado zones, flood zones. People now who are building back their businesses may want to consider to have some virtualness, if you will,
right.
to their business, so that if something bad happens, in minutes and seconds, they can dial a number and turn on that virtual component
mm-hmm.
and not have to be, you know, well, we have no phone systems, we can't be in business. You know, we have no this, we can't be in business. No, fly to the nearest town and you're up and running.
Well, the main thing that we're trying to get across here, folks, is that there's capability out there that you can look at that will help you, and it's pretty darn efficient and pretty darn inexpensive relative to what you're getting. Why don't you run through a few of those companies again?
Sure. Some of them are, as you had on your show already, GotVmail, an excellent
yep.
company that smart. They know what they're doing. Virtual PBX is another one. Skype, interestingly enough.
Skype. That's the eBay company now, right?
Exactly. Exactly. But it's amazing. I called my mother, who's now living in Trinidad, and I was just sitting there in awe. I'm sitting at a notebook computer with a microphone calling someone. It's crazy.
Huh.
So systems like that, I think, are very good that your audience can consider. And there's other ones, I'm sure. But
and do you think that kind of technology, that kind of phone technology you were just talking about, the Skype and some of the others, you mm-hmm. think that's going to finally be the end of the traditional telephone company as we know it?
I would say it's going to be a huge challenge for sure. There's always a segment like yourself, myself, old-fashioned, if you will, who want that phone. But I think that for sure it's going to be another huge competitive advantage
mm-hmm.
because paying 2 cents a minute to call outside of the U.S. is crazy.
Yeah.
Being able to be in a hotel and have your phone ring no matter where you are on the planet.
Where you are, yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'd be in favor of that. I mean, I'm old fashioned, but I'm only old fashioned in terms that I like to talk to people, not machines. But I don't mind what kind of machines I use to do that.
Absolutely.
Ramon, give us your website one more time, please.
Thank you, Jim. Smallbiztechnology.com. And Jim, once again, happy anniversary, and I wish you 8 more many years.
Thank you, Ramon, and I hope you'll be with me all 8 of those. Technology Solutions for Growing Businesses. That's his book, wherever books are sold, and on his website, Ramon Ray. He'll be back. Thanks, Ramon. Quick break, right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Only
you and you. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.